You know that feeling, right? That universal frustration. Your medical history just feels scattered.
Scattered is a good word for it.
Yeah, it's like it's in a dozen different digital file cabinets, and none of them can talk to each other.
And the consequences of that are just huge. I mean,
Yeah.
you're talking about doctors flying blind sometimes.
Repeating tests, which costs a fortune, massive inefficiency, and honestly, it can lead to risky, disconnected care.
Well, that crisis of fragmented health data is, I mean, it's exactly why we're doing this deep dive.
Okay.
Today, we're going to try and cut through the noise and really understand a foundational shift in healthcare tech. It's called Virtual Truslate.
And this is a patient-centric platform as a service, a PPaaS.
Right, or sometimes called HPaaS, Healthcare Platform as a Service. And its whole philosophy is built around one idea: empowering privacy.
So our mission today is to unpack how this HPaaS model creates superior value for literally everyone involved, for you, the patient, for providers, and, well, for society as a whole.
Exactly.
This is all about getting informed on what a truly secure, integrated healthcare future is supposed to look like.
And what's really essential to grasp right from the start is that this system, it fundamentally flips the power dynamic.
How so?
By establishing what they call a data compliant fabric, it puts you firmly in the driver's seat of your own health story. And that framework, it isn't just about security, it's about creating the peace of mind that enables everything else.
Okay, so let's start with that first massive hurdle,
Yeah.
the fragmentation. We're talking about billions of data points just locked in these silos, right? Hospitals, labs, nursing homes.
Ambulatory providers, AI solutions, you name it.
So how does Virtual Trust achieve the sheer speed and, frankly, the simplicity of connecting all of those vast networks with something they call smart interoperability?
Smart interoperability is the bedrock. It's what delivers that HPaaS advantage, that simplicity and speed you mentioned. Its whole job is to create the secure foundation for what's called the true patient's longitudinal record.
So my complete ongoing single health history, all in one place.
All in one place, accessible when it's needed. And it's explicitly designed to solve that whole information blocking challenge and meet those big federal mandates like the 21st Century Cures Act.
But the challenge isn't just, opening the door. It's making sure everyone inside is speaking the same language. Legacy systems often use these ancient data standards.
Oh, absolutely.
And trying to pull that old data into a modern interface, that's usually where these big projects just fall apart.
And that's the neat trick here. That's what overcomes that historical barrier. The platform automatically converts data on the fly from the older standards.
Like HL7 version 2 and things like that.
Exactly. HL7, V2.x, CCDA, all of it gets converted into the modern, versatile, and usable FHIR standard.
And that's happening immediately.
Immediately. And that's crucial because it means decades of your historical data isn't lost in translation. It's immediately usable for analysis, for treatment, for everything.
So it's not just structural. It's about making sure the meaning travels intact. So it's a multi-layered interoperability solution. Is that right?
That's exactly right. We can't just transfer bits and bytes. You have to think of it in three key layers.
Okay.
First is just the foundational transfer. But second, and this is much more complex, is semantic interoperability.
Meaning what exactly?
It ensures that the meaning of the data, so the codification, the terminology, the clinical context, is understood identically by every single system that receives it.
So if one hospital system calls it acute myocardial infarction,
And another just uses the ICD-10 code for a heart attack, the platform understands they mean the exact same thing.
got it. And that final layer has to deal with the legal and ethical side of sharing health info across different organizations.
That's organizational interoperability, and this is the real heavy lifter. It handles the critical governance, the legal issues, and crucially, the management of patient consent across all these different organizations.
You know, when you think about it, making sure the rules of who can see what are followed every time is just as important as the data getting there in the first place.
It is. It's paramount.
Okay, so for the patient, this all means the doctor gets the whole picture.
Yeah.
That leads to much more informed, coordinated care. But with all this data flowing, the biggest question has to be control and security. How does an HPaaS system manage the complexity of constantly changing, often contradictory global privacy rules? You've got HIPAA in the US, GDPR in Europe, state rules in California.
That brings us to smart compliance, and this is where that organizational risk reduction really meets consumer trust. Instead of, you know, relying on a static manual rulebook,
which is outdated the second you print it.
Exactly. This is an AI-driven engine that actively monitors and manages these mandates in near real time, and that proactive validation just dramatically reduces risk for the organization.
And the key mechanism for patient empowerment inside that framework is something called data segmentation for privacy, or DS4P.
Sure.
How does that move us beyond the old clumsy share everything or share nothing problem?
DS4P is. It's maybe the most revolutionary part of patient control. It's what delivers true granular control. We have extremely sensitive data types, right?
Sure, like substance use disorder records.
Which are protected by incredibly stringent rules like 42 CFR Part 2 or mental and behavioral health data. Before, if you needed to share your blood pressure readings, you might accidentally end up sharing your therapy notes too.
So with DS4P, I could approve sharing a specific recent lab result, say my cholesterol levels, for a very specific purpose.
Like seeing a new cardiologist.
Right, while keeping my highly sensitive historical psychotherapy notes completely locked down.
That is exactly right. And that is the power of patient empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
You control not just what is shared, but the purpose of that disclosure. You can even set time limits on the consent, ensuring it expires once the need is met.
It moves privacy from just a technical mandate to a genuine consumer right.
It does.
Okay, the Security and Compliance Foundation is the enabler.
Yeah.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Moving beyond simply storing compliant data to unlocking deep insights, this is a key HPS impact. They call their data lake the Smart Data Lake, and it's organized using graph and vector data fabrics. What is the blueprint for this intelligent library that finds hidden knowledge?
This is the big shift from just managing facts to discovering knowledge. And this is what fuels personalized medicine. The graph data fabric stores data based on relationships, nodes, and edges.
Like a giant family tree of medical facts.
That's a great way to put it. It acts like a detective, mapping all these hidden connections.
Can you give us a concrete example of that kind of detective work?
Certainly. Imagine a researcher trying to figure out why a specific drug works exceptionally well for a small subset of patients.
Okay.
A subset who have a rare genetic marker but also happen to live in a certain geographic region. The graph data fabric can map those three seemingly unrelated nodes, the drug, the gene, the location, and identify a previously unknown pathway.
A connection no human reviewer could ever spot.
Exactly. And this is absolutely crucial for advancing precision medicine.
And then there's the vector data fabric, which sounds even more abstract. How does organizing data mathematically in some high-dimensional space help modern AI?
The vector data fabric is just fundamental for advanced AI systems like large language models. It stores data not as words, but as mathematical representations, vectors, and it organizes them by their semantic meaning.
So it understands the concept, not just the keyword.
Precisely. Think of it like a super smart synonym finder.
Good.
Imagine you search for a doctor who specializes in pediatric respiratory illness. A traditional system might only find documents with those exact words.
Right.
The vector data fabric understands that that term is semantically identical to children's lung infections or juvenile pulmonary care. Points with similar meaning are stored close together. And this is essential for powering something called retrieval augmented generation, or RAG.
Which allows an AI to pull super accurate answers from this deeply understood knowledge pool.
Incredibly accurate domain-specific health answers.
So all of that serious data power has to be visualized. It has to be made actionable. That's the job of smart analytics. What kind of value does that deep analysis unlock for, you know, for the patient?
Smart analytics is the business intelligence layer. It transforms all this complex processing into visual, actionable insights using machine learning. For the patient, this means the HPS impact is hyper-personalized care.
So treatments tailored exactly to my clinical profile.
Exactly. And maybe most importantly, you start to receive proactive preventative care based on a deep insight into your individual risk factors.
And smart medicine takes that personalization even further into the proactive sphere, actively engaging the patient.
Absolutely. This is the ultimate goal, proactive health. Smart Medicine is an AI precision medicine solution that leverages your unique longitudinal data against evidence-based guidelines. It's designed to proactively detect risks for over 1,000 different diseases. Over 1,000, including common chronic conditions like asthma, type 2 diabetes, or even neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's. It flags these risks, often before symptoms even show up, and routes you immediately to personalized care pathways and the screenings you are due for.
Wow. Okay, that proactive element requires a constant, holistic stream of information. And that brings us to streamlining those clunky healthcare workflows. How does Smart Workflow integrate data, not just from EHRs, but from, the explosion of consumer apps, fitness trackers, IoT devices?
It uses a brilliant technical standard called the CDS Hooks API. CDS stands for Clinical Decision Support.
Okay, CDS Hooks.
And these hooks allow external systems, whether it's a continuous glucose monitor, a smart blood pressure cuff, or even a radar-based monitor, to securely and intelligently hook into the provider's existing clinical workflow at just the right decision point.
So instead of a doctor having to log into three different patient portals to check my remote monitoring data, the smart device data is just automatically injected into their EHR experience precisely when they needed to make a treatment decision.
Precisely. This gives the provider a truly holistic view of the patient's health that extends way beyond the native EHR. It integrates your daily life data, which is essential for managing chronic conditions. And these customizable workflows are key to efficiency gains, automating things like patient privacy consents and streamlining massive administrative burdens.
And that administrative burden is such a huge drain on the system, driving up costs. Give me an example or two of efficiency wins that cut costs and hassle for everyone.
Well, one major win is in prior authorization, or PA. The AI embedded in the workflow can analyze patient data and determine the likelihood of a procedure being approved.
Automating a lot of the paperwork.
It automates so much of the documentation. Another huge one is reducing insurance claim rejections by catching common errors before the claim even gets submitted. And that translates directly into lower operating costs for providers and way less billing hassle for you.
That's fantastic for efficiency. But we have to talk about the financial side directly. Mm. Healthcare costs can feel so opaque, so confusing. How does Virtual Trust deliver on that promise of, you know, America wins in cost reduction?
They tackle transparency and pricing with two solutions that are linked directly to federal mandates. First is smart transparency pricing.
Okay.
This solution doesn't just list costs. It offers point-of-care suggestions for the least costly, quality-driven options for procedures, for lab tests, for imaging. You can compare cost and quality before you get the service.
So if my doctor orders an MRI, I can see three nearby facilities, their quality score, and the out-of-pocket price difference just instantly.
Instantly. It empowers you to make an informed economic decision.
What about the notoriously complex world of prescription costs?
That's SMRX pricing, and this is a massive societal win. It shows you pricing alternatives, but it also addresses one of the most frustrating parts of the system, the pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs.
Right, the middlemen.
The middlemen. Traditional PBMs negotiate huge rebates from drug manufacturers, but they typically absorb those rebates themselves.
So the consumer, the patient, never actually sees that saving, even though the rebate was generated because of them.
Exactly. SmartRx pricing uses what are called pass-through PBMs. And this revolutionary model ensures that those manufacturer rebates are passed directly back to you, the consumer, at the point of sale.
Which directly lowers out-of-pocket costs.
Significantly. It provides genuine financial relief.
That is a direct impact on the wallet. That's the core of cost reduction right there. And for the whole system, how does this align incentives to make it more sustainable?
That's the domain of smart value-based care. It helps primary care providers calculate really complex quality measures like risk adjustment factor scores and 80 scores in near real time.
So it connects the data to the quality metrics.
It directly connects them, which aligns the financial incentives with quality care and patient outcomes. It fosters that necessary shift toward value over volume.
Which is what we need for system sustainability. And finally, you have to secure all these financial transactions right, especially with that sensitive link between health and payment data.
Of course. Security extends to payments through smart open banking. It adheres strictly to the PCI DSS standard, that's the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard, which means your credit or debit card number, your PAN, is encrypted and protected during all transactions, even while your payment data is securely linked with your healthcare data.
Wow. Okay, so we've covered how Virtual Trust uses this core principle of empowering privacy as the secure foundation.
The absolute foundation.
To enable deep interoperability, AI-driven insights, streamlined operations, and critical financial transparency across the entire system. It really is an entire HPS ecosystem.
It is. It's a meticulously designed system that's aimed at fundamentally reshaping how the healthcare ecosystem works. By giving patients control and providers efficiency, it successfully moves care from reactive to proactive,
which leads to greater trust
and a genuine pathway towards system efficiency and sustainability for everyone involved.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Imagine a future where your personal health data isn't just sitting securely somewhere, but is actively, intelligently, and proactively working for you. It's guiding every health decision, from recommending the most cost-effective lab test to alerting your doctor about a hidden risk that was detected by an advanced AI. What profound opportunities does that level of integrated privacy-first healthcare unlock for prevention, for precision care, and for building a genuine, efficient partnership between you and your providers? Something to think about.